Okay, here's a little tale about a joyride fantasy. I can't be nonfiction depicting insanity. Here's a little story about a hoe named Pig. Like the here go. An anxious little kid in elementary. Had a dad who wasn't really into mentoring, so he never taught me about the birds and the bees. Only saw my older brother girls on their knees. So imagine me, around 8 I had to be already knowing about a girl's anatomy. And there was a light-skinned, green-eyed girl named Joanne Dearman. She was endearing all the male children. I was infatuated, but she actually hated me, cause under the table I masturbated to her in art class. She was a smart, fast little Jezebel from hell that had a heart ass. And my crush was like orange pot fizzling. I love Pig cause that bacon is sizzling. All the way to middle school, it was pitiful. I got a kid boner when I played in a little pool. I remember at the school on a bus, hormones raging and caging all of us. I tried to kiss her, but she spit in my mouth. Embarrassingly said, ain't get in my mouth, it was a loogie. I swallowed it and kept it cool, and sat in the back of the bus with the rest of the fools. Now this non-love affair went on till we was teens. It's coming to age stories, felt like it was seen. But super bad, I wanted her super bad, but I'm finally about to get a chance with my stupid ass. I'm 14 now, and I'm hanging with the older dudes. They were 17, 18, already know the rules. My boy Walt got his grandpa riding. Now it's me, Walt, George, and Pig inside. We stopped by the liquor store to pick up four. Barbecue, better maze, and rockin' Rafaego. Walt and George, they go to the place, so I'm stuck in the back with Carmen San Diego. She tell me hop in the front, she get in the driver's seat. Obviously, I ain't trying to be joyriding on Joy Road on an Odyssey. In an Odyssey, she gotta be out of her goddamn mind. But this bitch is bad in her goddamn prime. That's the car running, you gotta be goddamn lying. I'm lily livered, I'm not even a kidder that I get her. Any type of trouble, Gina splitter. My head into the middle, so I'm panicking. I'm standing here stiff as a mannequin, a Jennifer Aniston. She laughing, saying we having a little fun. I'm asking her to stop so I can get out and run. And I got on my run and Rebels UNLV shirt. I just got it already, my favorite t-shirt. She finally let me out and now I'm sweating. How am I supposed to get home, give her a tech foul? My heartbeat thumping on my chest like a virgin watching a girl coming out her dress. I know they looking for me, but what I didn't know is now they picked up Johnny and I didn't notice that I'm walking toward a beatdown, walking down the street now, talking them three down. They commenced to whoop on my ass, putting them paws on. I'm feeling like 6'9 with his drawers on. I got home to my dad, looking like Brian at the stew, he got mad. Blood clot in my eye, shirt ripped to pieces. Gina Renee looking at me speechless. Somebody about to die. Now where the hell is Pig? Oh my, oh my. Somebody about to die. Now where the hell is Pig at? My, oh my. So when Walt first saw how beat up I was, he started freaking out cause he know that my dad is crazy and he was gonna kill George and Johnny. Walt wasn't the one actually hitting me, so he proselytized me to tell my dad that Pig's boyfriend did this. Now, Pig's boyfriend, his name Charlie Mack, he was like a drug dealer in the hood, scary dude or whatever, and I ain't wanna get in trouble. So when I went home, I told my pops that Pig's boyfriend jumped me. So my pops get in the car, grab the guns, get in the car with George and Walt, and they go riding around the neighborhood looking for Charlie Mack, who ain't nothing to do with this, looking for Pig. They couldn't find either one of them. It was a lucky day that night, cause my dad definitely would have went to jail, cause he would have popped off on all of them. You know, the funny thing is, actually, years later when we was already in our 20s, I actually did end up smashing Pig. But she ain't look like Pig from when we was kids. She looked like a pig from when you was a kid. Like, but I still was able to do it. You know what I'm saying? So,